Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, power number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. There is no doubt that our current president, Ron Burgundy, is a moron. And he is suffering from senility, too. But he's been a stupid man his entire life. Some of the stuff he has said has just been crazy. I don't know how much. So when he says something just so amazingly stupid or tone deaf, you have to wonder if it's because of the senility or the stupidity. And the answer is usually going to be a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. But not always. Sometimes he does what all Democrats do, which falls firmly into columns. They are simply unserious people who lie to the public every time it gives them some sort of advantage. And this is where Biden lives most of the time. Probably pushed there by his handlers, the Ron Burgundy of presidents will read anything on the teleprompter, though usually very poorly and mispronounced. As an example, after the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, a group of senators, Republicans and Democrats, started meeting to see if they could come to terms on anything that in their politicians' minds would protect kids and schools. It is a touchy subject. It's very simple. Well, it's not a simple one to solve. It's a simple one to put in place. But then you're going to have to deal with everybody. Because if you made all schools a hard target, they'll find somewhere else to go. Remember, I said that. So, but it is a touchy subject, and one in which passions run high on both sides. Although the passions for the Democrats is probably more to do with the fact that, you know, they just want to manage every aspect of your life. But maybe, just maybe, maybe they could actually come to an agreement on hardening schools and funding security, which would be good for everything. If we harden schools and fund security and just get out there and say, okay, this is money we're just going to spend, versus sending $40 billion more, and sending another dime to the Ukraine. Why would we do it? And that would be good for everyone but the Democrats, hoping to run on the issue while dancing on the graves of these murdered children in the fall. And since the Biden administration has no successes, not one, not a single one, not even an Obamacare-type thing to hang its hat on, division is all they have left. That's all they got. So as this group of senators were starting to talk, Biden said that he supported these talks, and he then, in his almost primetime address and in the same breath, called Republicans' objections to banning firearms unconscionable, among other things. And he was like, he opened up the door to that bipartisan meeting, threw in a grenade, and then simply walked away. If I'm going to go in somewhere where I know that we're going to have to make a change, and my first thought is that I need to go in here and I need to make this change. I need to be a part of this change. And at the same time, I need not to give away the farm. I need not to, we don't need to infringe on this right any further than we already have. So I've got to go in here and do this. And I'm going to do this in good faith. And then, as you're walking in the door, you see them talking to the reporters. You nod hello. They wave and smile. As you pass, you hear them say, I am about to sit down with Hitler Jr. over here. This pile of garbage is not trustworthy in any way, shape, or form. I hate him and wish ill on him and his family. May he forever rot in hell. I don't know about you, but if this is a guy I got to negotiate with, I'm going to be, shall we say, taken aback. I'm going to be mystified by this. And I might pull out of the meeting because of it. And if I didn't pull out, I would sit there in disbelief and not believe a word that comes out of the other guy's mouth the entire time. This whole enterprise, this whole seeking common ground, that had been ruined from the jump, you know. And that's what Joe Biden does every single time. It doesn't matter the issue. Why would any Republican in office today, why would one, any, take seriously the word of a man who called anyone who reads the Constitution and understands the role of federal government in elections the new Bull Connor because they opposed federalizing them? And just as a reference point, the racist Bull Connor was actually a Democrat in good standing until the day he died, by the way. And it's this way across the board. It's not enough to simply say he disagrees with Republicans. He declares that disagreement to be motivated by hatred or bigotry. And why would anyone want to sit across from that? Why would anyone want to give them a political victory? And Joe doesn't want solutions. He doesn't want legislation. And neither do most Democrats. They want the issue to run on. They'd rather be able to say Republicans don't want to protect children than protect children in a real way. All of these drones that are out there saying these weapons of war must be banned. These guys have all, you know, they've all been convinced that the inanimate object is the problem. The inanimate object is just something that gets brought. And I'm going to ask again. So let's say this Ramos went in there with a samurai katana. Now, first of all, nobody would have tried to have shot him if they were actually trying to shoot him. I don't really know what happened in the minutes where he got out. He could have chopped his grandmother in the face with a katana. So then he gets into the classroom with the katana, and that's a close-in weapon. So he's got to get close to these children, and he's massacring them with a samurai katana. Does that make him any less of a terrorist? Does that make him any less of a sicko who needs to be blown clean out of his socks? And now everybody's going to go, well, Bill, you know, they probably would have tried to engage him because he would have been considered unarmed. Tell that to anybody that he's trying to slice. Democrats, well, you know, this is the thing. With gun control, they've already decreed that they have addressed this problem. With background checks, they've already decreed they've addressed this problem. With all of these things that they've done in these various... And that's what happened in New York. I mean, in New York, they've said, hey, we've addressed this problem. We've solved this issue. SAFE Act. Solved this issue. So how do you get out there and promise to address a problem that you've already said that you've addressed? And you can't. You can't. Because, you know, then you have to admit that what we put in front of you didn't work. And we knew it wasn't going to work, but we wanted to put that in front of you because it's a stepping stone. They need to be seen as caring and wanting to do something. They don't really care. And they show it by sabotaging anything that could be done. And Biden's bomb last week was just the latest example. And the only way to actually protect children is to ignore the Democrats and toss them out of office at every level of government in such a thorough way as to make them irrelevant. And then do what needs to be done to make sure that they are safe and guarded in schools. Democrats don't want that. They don't want it. They don't want to harden schools. They don't want to protect your children. No. No, they don't. They want the issue. And since they're not going to actually come in there with any good faith, and they're not actually seeking a solution, why on earth would we choose to negotiate with them in the first place? Isn't that sort of wasting time? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. going to have Gene DeSantis on the show Thursday just to hear some of Gene's stories and find out what's going on within DeSantis, because, yeah, DeSantis holsters at the joint. Recently, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has introduced the most aggressive gun control measures in a generation, specifically capping the market for handguns with a policy that means it will no longer be possible to sell, buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. He said of the extreme policy that while he realizes the vast majority of gun owners use them safely and in accordance with the law, other than using firearms for sport shooting and hunting, there's no reason anyone in Canada should need guns for their everyday lives. Well, there you lost me there, son, because you didn't outlaw crime. Why didn't you outlaw crime? The argument from Trudeau in the case made with his proposed policy is that removing guns from Canadians' hands is the only way to stop gun crimes from taking place. So, how does removing guns from the hands of law-abiding Canadians stop a criminal from doing it, Justin? Because it doesn't work here. It doesn't work here at all. If that were true, places with strict gun control should have lower rates of gun violence. But, of course, anyone with a brain knows this isn't the case. And look at any major city in North America to see that strict gun control actually leads to more violence as law-abiding citizens are disarmed against the lawless. Yet, in the Canadian province of British Columbia, the opposite strategy is being employed by other leftist authorities. In the year following the drug overdose deaths of more than 2,000 British Columbia residents, the government, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of illegal drugs. Now, that sounds sort of innocuous, doesn't it? We get this on Twitter from Moira Whiten. Starting January 2023, BC will be the first jurisdiction in Canada to decriminalize personal possession of some illicit substances as part of toxic drug crisis response. They have they've approved 2.5 grams cumulative threshold of opioids, cocaine, meth, or MDMA. Cocaine is legalized now in British Columbia. For a 3-year trial period, they received a criminal code exception from the national government that will decriminalize possession of up to 2.5 grams of cocaine, methamphetamine, MDMA, and opioids. So I would guess that probably means that you can manufacture those as well while you're in the British Columbia. According to the BBC, while those substances will remain illegal, adults found in possession for personal use will not be arrested, charged, or have their drugs seized. Instead, they'll be offered information on available health and social services. Why not just give them the free syringes like they do in San Francisco? Federal Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Carolyn Bennett said on Tuesday that for too many years, the ideological opposition to harm reduction has cost lives. We're doing this to save lives, but also to give people using drugs their dignity and choices. So when the meth head rolls up on you, toothless, no body fat whatsoever, weighing about 70 pounds, all coiled up muscle, and just remember to give them their dignity. And this is what it boils down to save lives from drug overdoses, they are going to allow drug possession. And, you know, if you're a social justice warrior, this is the joint. They've been coming out praising that request and the national government's decision to allow the trial program, claiming that decriminalization is harm reduction. Tell that to the shoplifters in California, in L.A., in San Francisco. Where in San Francisco, as long as you only steal $949.99 worth of stuff, that's not a felony. So you can make a living. So decriminalization is economic opportunity. Of course, now they've got violence popping everywhere because nobody just does that. Everything graduates. So to come, you know, as they're going to save lives from gun violence, they're going to crack down on legal gun ownership. What's going to happen is that both of these plans are going to result in more deaths. Because I don't know how much, I don't use drugs, so I don't know how much 2.5 grams of cocaine or 2.5 grams of meth, I don't know how much of a high that actually promotes, but I do know that that's 2.5 grams more than I use. But I'm almost certain that this is going to lead to more abuse. Because what's the deterrent if you're not going to get in trouble for having it? And in the interim, it'll still be illegal to have these now, right? So I guess it won't be legal to make them. So that'll mean that the people that are, you know, now, I don't know how many people are actually out there sitting around, sitting near the fence going, you know, I've always wanted to try methamphetamine, but now that it's okay here in British Columbia, I guess I'll go ahead and do it. I need to find 2.4 grams. The problem with drugs is that you start out and you say, oh, that was the best high I've ever had the first time you do it, right? Then the next time you try the same amount and it doesn't work nearly as much because your body begins to build up a resistance to it, a tolerance for it. So then you got to have more and more and more and more. So what was 2.5 grams before, now you're going to have to be getting in kilograms, although that sounds ridiculous to be. How much did you fix there, dude? 5 or 6 kilotons. I don't know. I'm not a drug user, so on that end, I do know that you do have to use more drugs to get the same high. So this is not going to go anywhere for them. It's not going to solve anything. It's not going to save any lives. It's going to kill more people than was their intent. And that's because they're politicians. Politicians, that's it, that's all. Politicians, I don't know. Let's watch this and see what comes of it. In the meantime, in Canada, if you're a law-abiding citizen, you just got penalized for what criminals do, which is completely the opposite of what law enforcement is supposed to be. Law enforcement means you enforce laws on people that have broken a law. You didn't break any law. You get to be roasted. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are shelling out nearly $2 more per gallon of gas than they were a year ago. The national average in 2021 was just $3.05 a gallon. Now it's up to $4.86 a gallon. This frustrated driver telling CNN he can't wait for gas prices to go down.
I don't know when these prices are going down. It's driving me crazy. Like, I'm looking at this thing right now. $5.99? Are you serious? I don't know what to do, man. But what can you do? You're driving the car. You got to put gas in the car.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Uvalde, Texas, meeting with city officials and visiting the site of a recent mass shooting. Mayorkas also putting flowers at a memorial. You're listening to USA Radio News. More than 82 million doses of COVID vaccines reportedly have been thrown out since the end of 2020. The CDC has shared with NBC News data showing that from December 2020 through the middle of last month, pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses. The widespread waste is in large part because coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which all must be used within hours of the vials being opened. A vigil and prayer rally is happening Monday night in southeast Texas for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's still imprisoned in Russia. Folks will be gathering outside the Toyota Center in Houston just after 6 o'clock Central to honor Phoenix Mercury Center Brittany Griner. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee saying without proof that Griner has been held hostage in Russia and hopes it'll encourage the White House to keep lobbying for her release. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Last week we had another rampage mass shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Four people were killed. He got some attention in the news. It will gradually fade in the coming days. See, Robb Elementary School had to do with children. And you had, Ramos, who was a, not Caucasian, shot not Caucasian children. So we can just use the word children and make this the linchpin to push for gun control. The shooter murdered 19 kids and two teachers. The police response was a mess. The local police chief, who's also sworn as a city councilman under the cover of darkness, has stopped talking to investigators. Many more questions need to be answered in Uvalde. So what happened in Tulsa might get significantly less coverage. We know the name of the shooter. This was actually in St. Francis in Tulsa. 45-year-old Michael Lewis. A black man, Now, Mr. Lewis, unfortunately, had a grievance. So, he went out and purchased a AR-15 at 2 p.m. and he started shooting at 4:52 p.m. He had also purchased a handgun on May 29th. They found a letter on his body that said he was going to kill Dr. Preston Phillips and anybody who got in his way. He very likely passed the background check because he probably wasn't a lawbreaker. We know that he was a patient who had recently underwent back surgery, and he'd been complaining about pain. Which, this is the thing about surgery, and anybody, some of you have had surgery, so you know, surgery is painful. It's not, you know, once they fix the problem that they go in with, that's pretty good. That's a, you know, no issues with that. But it's the invasiveness of the surgery that is the painful part. So, two of the four victims were doctors at the hospital, including one who recently performed back surgery on the attacker. He killed four and then himself on the second floor of the Natalie Medical Building at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa. The gunman, identified as Michael Lewis, underwent surgery with Dr. Preston Phillips on May 19th. In the following days and weeks, up to the morning of the shooting, he complained of pain and sought additional treatment. Investigators later found a note on the scene that authorities said made it clear that the gunman intended to kill Dr. Phillips and anyone who got in his way. Now, sort of an unrealistic outlook Mr. Lewis probably had about this, but he went to a gun-free zone. Hospitals are a gun-free zone. I don't need to explain why this shooting will be suffocated with a pillow, because it was a black man. It's not leftist America approved. In fact, the Uvalde shooter, if he'd killed 19 adults, this would get swept under. I mean, look what's happening with Buffalo. We all saw what happened when Noah Green attacked the Capitol building in April 2021. He used his car to deliberately ram into two Capitol police officers, killing one of them. He got wall-to-wall coverage until his ethnicity and religion was released. And it evaporated into the ether within nanoseconds when that happened. So, Mr. Lewis complained of back pain from a past surgery. He bought his rifle the day of the shooting. It might be mentioned in pitches for more gun control every now and then, but it's not going to get the coverage that you're seeing out of Uvalde. As a matter of fact, Uvalde is emboldening right now. Because they've made it plenty clear, of the Democrats have, that they don't like the Constitution as written. They hate free speech, free press, religion that is free from government intervention, and most of all, that accursed Second Amendment and its clear recognition of every citizen's inherent right to bear arms. So, they can't change those principles, so they opt for imaginary rights like abortion, same-sex marriage, and dream of packing the Supreme Court to circumvent the intentionally cumbersome amendment process. But they always pay lip service to the Constitution, until Representative David Cicilline spoke openly about his contempt. And, you know, listen, Dave, I appreciate your honesty. The occasion for his outburst was the debate about the Democrats' latest efforts to use ordinary legislation as opposed to the amendment process to curtail your Second Amendment right. He was outraged that anybody would think there was a constitutional problem with proposed red flag laws. Now, the way these things work, and many states have them, is that anyone may go before a court and say that someone else is a danger and should be disarmed, without giving notice or the opportunity for a hearing for the person whose guns will be seized. And they are fraught with potential problems, especially at the federal level, none of which the Democrats seem inclined to address. So, that said, in all legality, the right to keep and bear arms is a fundamental constitutional right, and any deprivation of that right requires high standard of due process. Any true red flag law, one that enables red flag petitions to be filed through a federal court system, would likely suffer from a serious constitutional flaw. Now, as a reminder, the Second Amendment does not exist for deer hunting or trap shooting. It exists for you to be able to shoot tyrants, people in your government coming for you. And nothing is more dangerous than a government that turns on its people. Just ask people that were on the wrong side. The Nazis, the Soviets, the Chinese, the Pol Pot Cambodian government, Castro's government, the Kim family in North Korea. And in the trade-offs that life always demands, this deeply tragic yet statistically inconsequential number of school shootings does not justify abandoning the Second Amendment. They should be met through different lesser means, all of which the Democrats refuse to try. They want to seize your guns because, as is true for all political entities that want to control you, your guns stand in the way. And Cicilline, he said the quiet part out loud. He said, spare me the blank blank about constitutional rights. He also supports 100% the right to an abortion, which seven white men found by searching through the penumbras and emanations of the Constitution. He 100% supports same-sex marriage and other imaginary constitutional rights. He has never objected to the free armed protection he gets from the Capitol Police, nor was he complaining when 25,000 National Guards protected him from equally imaginary deadly enemies in early 2021. He wants to take the guns that protect you, not the guns that protect him. We should thank him for this. We should thank him for this revelation. We should thank him for him telling us what he thinks about the Constitution. BS is what he said. So he thinks constitutional rights are not real, is what he's saying. Whichever New York district elected this tyrant, you guys, are you proud? Are you proud of yourselves? This is who you put in place? The Democrats want unfettered power. And they, at this particular moment, are not shy about telling you that we want unfettered power. And you should pay attention to them. They're telling you the truth. For the first time in a very long time, they're telling you the truth. So listen to them. Listen to them and believe them. Because he understands the utility of guns. He just doesn't think you need them or should deserve them or have a right to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This show has blown through so fast. I don't know if this is because I'm feeling better or because I'm getting older and time is flying. I don't know. Has seemed very fast, this show. I have a proposed gun control compromise following the latest attack on children that millions of us did not commit. Are you ready? Get out your pens, your pads. Okay? You gun fascists can kiss my Schumer, and we keep our guns. And while we're at it, let's repeal the National Firearms Act and impose national constitutional carry with full reciprocity across the United States. And I think this compromise fairly balances our respective legitimate interests regarding guns. Our legitimate interest is maintaining the capacity to deter and defeat tyrants and criminals. Your legitimate interest in limiting our ability to do so is non-existent. It's not even a real thing. There are several Republicans out there who are apparently eager to come to a compromise on guns with the Democrats, whose ultimate goal is to rule unchallenged over a nation of disarmed supine Canadian serfs. Some are lawyers, which explains why they're in Congress and not raking in Buck's lawyer. If you went to one of your clients and suggested, okay, I propose we resolve this matter by giving the other side a whole lot of money and getting nothing in return, that lawyer would probably have to find a new line of work. The idea of a compromise involves getting something you want, but giving away something to get it. You with me so far? So far, so good. That's called negotiating. This is how negotiations work. But the key point is to get something you want. Here, what we get is that we lose less than they want us to ultimately lose. So instead of banning assault rifles completely, you know, every healthy, law-abiding adult citizen should have a real military assault rifle, but that's a tangent for another day. The proposed compromise seems to be just to ban them completely for some younger adult citizens. And right now, the thing that has the wind with that is that, you know, it was two 18-year-olds who recently who were the bad guys. This is why what happened in Tulsa is not a good thing, because it was a 45-year-old dude who just had some pain. So I'm missing the part where we get something in return instead of merely losing less. Now, the Durwoods of the soft con wing of the GOP seem pretty eager to fail less spectacularly than they might otherwise and call it a win. Now, this effectively buys into the premise that there's something wrong with guns. There is not. Guns are an essential part of a free society. Australia gave up its guns, and look at them. They were locking those guys down, making them stay in, and all this other nonsense. They had camps, forced inoculation of their children. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Is that making you want to smoke that pipe? And, guns convey this threat of a veto. It is the ultimate veto over tyranny. People who wish us ill wish the opposite. Recently, Chris Hayes, the bespectacled Nimrod who holds a briefcase of the slightly more masculine Rachel Maddow at MSNBC, he recently simpered that a lot of Americans insist on keeping their guns to fight tyrannical government agents. Nothing gets by that boy. Weird that he would reach back almost 250 years to oppose the Revolutionary War, but whatever. Sissies are going to be sissies. Now, the unspoken premise of the people outraged that the citizenry wants to retain the ultimate veto on government power is that they are the ones who will be wielding that government. They want that government power. And you need to wonder why they want us disarmed. If everything's going to be so good and cool, why do they need to have us disarmed before they make it all good and cool for us? Just go ahead and make it good and cool. But actually, you don't, because you lived through COVID, and you know. So in support of this noxious notion comes some establishment people waving their credentials on Twitter around like you should simply defer to them. One of them is a major general who used to run the infantry school at Fort Benning. According to the general, he gets it. He knows that these are weapons of war and that we civilians don't need them. Well, not so much. As much as I love generals, I must point out some problems with the two-stars premise. A major general typically commands a division of about 15,000. He is a conductor of organized violence operating in the macro. Of course, he understands that a 5.56 millimeter 223 round, what it can do and what it can't do. You know what else it can do? Me and every other vet who ever shot one, as well as the 20 million or more of you who own these things, and the tens of millions who have used them. So there's no special expertise that he brings to the table. We know those rounds can hurt people. We know why they hurt people. That's why we want them. If deterrence fails, we know that we're going to have to hurt people. And we don't have time to hurt someone and then just worry about that one. That's why in the L.A. riots, when the National Guard rolled in there, they had 5.56 millimeter rifles with ammo to carry with them. All I'm saying is that everybody should get the same protection. I know that seems odd. I know it must feel odd to look at that and say, oh. The general goes further than a mere technical detail and opines that such weapons do not belong in the possession of anyone outside the military, where presumably people like him can control their use. But he's not giving us a technical issue. So his expertise is just simply about, I'm in control of that. That's a policy issue. Why is a former government official under the impression that his past position gives him some sort of special expertise that we should defer to in terms of foundational constitutional policy, whether or not citizens should have the capacity to resist violent tyranny? And the answer is he doesn't. And the fact that guys like him are presumably the ones who would be called upon to carry out the dirty work of a tyrannical government in a remote but potential scenario where there might happen in the future actually makes him the very worst person to opine on the policy. But you're supposed to be dazzled by his stars and submit. You can be sure there are GOP dummies who are aching to do it. And held up back only by Mitch McConnell, the frustrating murder turtle who never left, is no dummy, whispering in their ears that screwing us, you know, on this gun thing is just about the only thing that can turn an electoral environment of $6 a gallon gas and public school groomers into a Republican rout. So he knows this isn't the time to go soft. This is not the time to indulge the perennial Republican disease of craven spinelessness in the fact of Democrats, or in the face of Democrats and their regime media minions screaming lies about them. This is the time to say no. That's difficult to do. I understand. It's difficult to say no in the face of all that screaming and all of those scornful accusations that's going on right now, being told that you're you're a baby killer, you're the cause of this, you're the cause of that. I get that. However, I understand this, you're not any of those things. What you are is you are a impediment to them running your life every day. So, turn that deaf ear towards them and walk away. Give them no attention. Give them no audience. These days when these things happen, you didn't do anything wrong. So, no compromise on our rights. No compromise, not now, not ever. Back in 21 hours, between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.